It's Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
This is Beat 'em Down from Colt 45, the movie podcast, and you are listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
278 is the number that we're on. That's episode 278. Title of this show is the October Faction. And it's Fans on Patrol time! Woo! That took a lot out of me. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is a sensitive soul herself, the poet, Miss Tipplebot. How are you, Tip?
I am doing fantastic. How are you
doing? Oh, shoot. You know how it is. You live, you move, you learn, you trudge on through, you know.
Yes.
Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not Dwayne.
And you missed the show last week, sir.
Yeah, I did.
The hell, man?
Yeah, I did see Birds of Prey, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did see.
Well, you missed it, so we don't want to know how you felt about it, because you should have been here on the show with us.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
I guess that's fair.
Real quick, what'd you think?
I give it a C.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I'm on your team, I think.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I give it. I think I'll give it more like a, but see, we don't even do that, but since you brought that up, I'll give it a B, because I did enjoy it. I thought it was fun and stuff.
Yeah, it was fun, but it just had some, the police station scene kind of got me. It was like, okay, this is a little too cartoony for me.
Okay, well.
But other than that, you know.
That was my favorite part.
Really? The glitter in the.
Oh, I love that part. Oh,
my God. Yeah, me too. Like, that's the good stuff.
When you thought it was going to get, it was getting tiresome, it would, like, explode in a different way on somebody. He was like, oh, that was a good one. You know, it was like, she was like throwing rocks in a pond, you know. Oh, that was a good one. Anyway, man, enough with Birds of Prey. So this week, we have some news. And don't judge me for this news. So we got a Westworld.
Yes, Montego's week. I want to make that known to everyone.
Right. That's the bus I'm getting thrown under.
Because you always judge me. You're always like, this is weird. It's Tiffany's notes.
Right. Tiffany's responsible for this. These are my notes. So we got a Westworld trailer we're going to talk about.
Right.
For the third season. I really thought they was way further than that. But, we also got some Batman photos. Not the same Batman photos we brought up on last week's show, but some fresh Batman photos. Something that we can just talk about briefly. And then The Witcher 2, The Witcher Season 2, you know, they're rolling. That show must have did really, really, really well because they're casting. We got some casting news for that. And everybody's excited about The Witcher. People who you wouldn't think would watch stuff like that has been watching the booby fest. So, you know, we're going to talk about that. So, we do have a game. We got a little different game. This game is Would You Survive a Horror Movie? Because our main topic is, what's the name of that thing?
October Faction.
Yeah. Which I had no idea what it was about. Tiffobot suggested it to us, and so I went in cold. So we'll talk about that. And also, Black History Month is still rolling strong. And, you know, just so y'all know, if you want some good Black history, go to Netflix. They have dropped a bunch of sweet documentaries, man, if you're a documentary person. Anyway, Selma, man, we told you last week we're going to do our review discussion, mini review of Selma. So we're going to do that. And at that would be the end of the show once we finish with the October Faction.
Right.
Sounds good to you guys?
Yeah, sounds jam-packed.
Okay, let's go. So, we have returned with a puff of smoke. Smooth!
Yes, sir.
Step out of that darkness and tell people about the light. That's our social media.
Oh!
Right.
For everything Fans of Patrol, you can go to fansofpatrol.com. If you want to reach us, you can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. One word. Directly on social media, on the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or email us at fansonpatrol. If you are listening to us, which we hope you are, on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcast, Spotify,
YouTube,
Podknife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And not forget anything else?
Some Podcatcher, I think.
Something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're on a lot of streams, on a lot of services.
Yeah, I need to put that in these notes so we can hit them all.
Yeah. And please give us a review so, you know, it'd be easy for you to search us and we'll get up there on the platform and, you know, all that good stuff, and we'll read your review on the air if it sounds nice.
Right, and shout out to Victor Albaran, man, who keeps sending us messages on the machine, man.
Oh yeah,
one of super fan Victor Albaran, man. So where are we at here? We done with the social media. Let's talk about Westworld, man. So
okay,
when I grabbed this news, I said, I bet you nobody on the show is watching Westworld. So why did you do it, Montego? Why would you do that? I did it because it wasn't much news out, but I like Westworld. However, I saw the entire first season, blew me away. It took forever for the second season to come out, man. You know, and I kind of fell off. Mm. But it's one of those things that I'm like, well, I'm gonna watch that. There's no way in the world I'm not gonna go back and finish watching that because it's an awesome, awesome show. I think when it debuted, it was like one of my top shows of the year.
Please educate me on this show. A lot of my coworkers watch this show and they talk about it.
So Tiff, you want to tell Dwayne about it?
I've never watched it.
Oh my god! All right, man.
I know that it's like a world where, like, is it real? Is it not real?
Well, it's like this, man. It's based off an old Yul Brynner movie, man. And so, what it is it's like Disneyland for adults.
Okay.
It's like Jurassic Park. And it's the old West, the first season.
Okay.
And you can, everything, they're cyborg robots, okay? And they can do everything. So you go in there and you live these adventures. However, it's people. So you know how there's assholes in video games that's like shooting people just because they can. And this person shoots the innocent person because they can. And this person goes and tries to screw everything because he can. So you got people like open video game worlds in your stories.
Oh, wow.
And so a lot of weird stuff happens, you know, unnecessary stuff. He just shot the whore in the whorehouse because he could. So a lot of goof, but that's fine.
Yeah, right.
So there's no rules. So then, like, it's this guy working around, and he's, like, been living in the world, and he's, like, evil, and he keeps killing people indiscriminately, and it gets really, really weird. Turns out that it's, like, some time travel type of stuff going on. Like, he's like old, not time travel, but it's like he's been there. He's like the younger character comes in. It's kind of weird. It turns into, it's like slavery and oppression, you know, the robots are getting sentient and they're uprising, stuff like that. It's really cool, man. And they can make the robots in like minutes, you know, to replace the ones that was there, you know. So if somebody gets murdered, they'll just, like, it's like hitting the reset button.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool, man. So they're up to season 3, and this trailer looks intriguing, but probably not to y'all since y'all ain't never watched it.
Yeah, holy shit.
Well, yeah. Well, now, I mean, you know, now that you gave us that breakdown of, I can understand the trailer a little better, you know what I mean?
Oh, shit, man. Yeah. You really, if you want to watch something cool, you know, I mean, really, really cool, watch the first season. It'll hook you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll hook you, bro, big time. Tiff, any comment?
That's what I was going to say, was like, if you've not watched this show, which I have not, this trailer makes little to no sense.
Right.
It's also very short, so it seems like it's more for like hyping people. They probably show this on HBO and get like in between, because HBO doesn't have advertisements, but they do advertise for their programming.
Yeah.
So like they'll show, if you're excited, like this could be like the end of season 2 maybe. Like they would show this to be like, and get ready for season 3.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You know, even though they don't have commercials, Tef, they do hit your ass hard with a bunch of stuff before any show come on. You be like,
yes, with their own stuff.
This is worse than a commercial. You know? Could you start the show already? So I encourage both of you to check this out, man. It's been pretty good. Ed Harris has been on this thing. And Mortensen, that's in Sonic, Cyclops.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's in this thing. I don't know if that's his true last name. I might have just made that up.
Marsden, I think. Marsden, right. Name.
Yeah, he's been in it.
Tanny it's got Newton. The guy from
Felix Leiter.
Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah, Jesse. Yeah, from Breaking Bad.
Right,
yeah,
I mean, yeah. Tanny Newton's been on this since the beginning, you know. And she was butt naked enough. Oh, my God, it was so great. So, a lot of nudity in this. There you go, smooth. Well, throw you a bone.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess we don't got that much to talk about this thing, you know?
I would, like, based on this trailer, I would not watch it, but yeah, knowing what I know of it, I have wanted to watch it. I just have, it's one of those things where, like, you know, as people who watch a lot of stuff,
yeah.
If something passes you by, it's kind of hard to go back.
Yeah.
Like, because you're like, oh, three seasons or, like, whatever. Right. You know what I mean? It's, like, a lot to, like, think about. It's, like, a lot to overcome.
That's why I never watched two big ones, Lost and Breaking Bad, because when I was going to watch it, they were, like, five seasons deep, and I'm like, nah, I don't think I'm going to do that, you know?
Yeah, Breaking Bad would have got you hooked.
Well, I'm sure they would, you know? It would have got you hooked, yeah. So I haven't done it. You know what I want to do on this show? But I know the movie seasons is about to kick off and we're going to be screwed. But maybe we should continue to do this mini review thing, I was thinking. I don't know, guys. I know I've been putting a lot of pressure on y'all, which is mini review. But, you know, I was watching Netflix and it was so much cool shit that I want to watch. And I was like, what if we take some time and we just start doing mini reviews on, like, maybe a show? Like, just do the first show of all this weird stuff and stuff that we want to get around to watching but never get around to watching, and just start picking stuff and do mini reviews on the first episodes for a while. I don't know. What you guys think about that?
It might work.
That'd be pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, and then you might end up falling down a rabbit hole on some of this stuff, you know, because it's plenty of stuff I want to watch, and I'm like, yeah, oh, man, I want to watch that. Oh, man, I want to watch that. Oh, man. And then it's like, I never watched it. But maybe if we just take one show, do the mini reviews, you know, we can replace the comic for a while, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Do that for a little bit, just one show, so we ain't, like, trying to power through seasons and stuff, you know? Look, we're planning on the show, along with you, the fans. Let us know what you think. I think we're going to do that. You guys might hear some stuff you might like. You know, I talked about...
Yeah, they could throw some suggestions.
Well, right. I talked about Ford versus Ferrari on the show, and it wasn't even a main topic, I think, when we were doing our year-end review. Mm. Got a lot of feedback from that, man. A lot of people said they went and checked it out after hearing what I had to say about it and loved it. You know what I'm saying? So you just never know what you're going to bring to, you know, to somebody's to their mind, you know.
Yeah.
And it's our job to, you know, be enlightened.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, you hear them gongs and rhyme getting kind of, but we are the Zen masters here. We bring it to you. So, man, we talked about Batman last week.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of laughed at his chin. Thought I was gonna get some hate mail, but I didn't. So it's cool. People must agree. So now they dropped this picture of Batman on, looks like a retro motorcycle.
Yeah, soft. Look like a soft tail.
But almost. It did not. I can't. I think it's like, it looks like a stunt man. It doesn't look like
him.
Pattinson.
Oh, okay.
What do you guys think?
I think it's him.
You think it's him?
Yeah, I kind of. Well, I don't. I can't tell.
That Max is high on his head, ain't it?
Right. I can't really tell.
He got massive chins sticking out.
Yeah.
He's really crammed into it. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks cool as shit, though. I'm sorry.
With the bike or him?
And the whole image. Like, look at the image with him actually riding the bike.
Yeah.
You know, the big tire. It looks like this movie is going to be in the past, like the Joker.
Yeah.
You know.
It does. Because like about the 50s or something.
Yeah, almost. It does. For some reason, it looks like older technology, the bike, you know. But who knows? But, of course, so they're going to be buttholes and digitally put the cape on, you can see. Because there's no cape. That's my, you know, because they probably don't want them to get sucked in the wheels.
Right, yeah, exactly. Right. Choke to death. Right.
Oh, my God.
So they're going to digitally put the cape on like they did Henry Cavill and Superman, so it can be flowing all unrealistically and shit, you know.
Sure.
You know, I guess that's a safe way to do it, right?
Well, you know, you do not want to get the cape. I mean, like, who does ride a motorcycle with a cape?
I wish I could ride a motorcycle with a cape. Just have it blowing in the breeze and stuff, you know. Woof. It'd be pretty slick.
Oh, my God.
I like the gauntlets move.
The gauntlet?
Yeah. Well, I like the gauntlets, Tiff.
Yes, they look really good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They look very... kind of like a dragon.
Yeah, I look like a dragon scale, something like
yeah,
that.
Which is pretty cool. It's kind of like a new take. I mean, they always do this with the Batman suit. They always kind of twerk it a little bit, make it look a little different for every Batman, and then they have their iconic suit, like the nipple suit.
Yeah. I like the ears, man. I like you got the big ears. I like the big Batman ears, man. That's dope.
Looks like a real bat.
Yeah, I like it. It looks good. You got armor.
It doesn't look, I'm not mad about it.
No. And the armor is armor. I like that you can see that it's clearly armor. You know what I'm saying? With the buckles and stuff like that. So it's not like somebody trying to, even though my favorite Batman suit is the skin tight with the drawers on side outside of the pants. You know, that's can't beat the drawers outside of the pants.
Come on, the Adam West suit?
Not the Adam West suit, but the, you know, the regular comic book suit with the drawers outside.
Okay.
Even though Adam West had the drawers outside, I'm just saying, it looks cooler in the comics.
is this going to be like the beginning of the Batman era?
It's supposed to be like a noir type of story, they said.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, is this where he's...
They rebooting the universe with this Batman? I have no idea. I think it might just be a one-shot like the Joker. I'm not sure.
No.
I don't know. What do you know about this, Tiff?
I haven't heard anything about it, but I would assume that if it's successful, they'll probably try to do another one.
I wouldn't try to do... I'm still surprised they picked this guy to be Batman. And even though I'm more surprised he agreed to it because he just doesn't seem like the mainstream. I mean, even though he did Twilight and stuff, but he's done nothing really mainstream since then, you know.
Okay. I would agree.
Oh, well, he's in that, what's the name? That
Tenet.
Yeah, that Tenet.
Yeah, but what actor in the world is going to turn down a Christopher Nolan movie? He only do one, like, what, two a decade?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Better get in while you can.
Well, I mean, he fit the bill for that role, so I mean, I guess he got some good chops, acting chops. So
Tiffany doesn't. I don't think she's seen the Tenet.
The preview trailer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I brought it up last week. You know,
but I do think he is a decent actor. Like, I think he's a good actor.
Yeah, right. I guess if you want a skinny little Bruce Wayne, you know,
maybe they bulked him up, like the guy from Shazam.
Well, like Henry Cavill, he had a nice body before he became Superman, but he didn't look like that. You know, he was a lean, you know, muscular, but lean, really lean dude. And then he came out like, and now he can't get back to normal. He's just he's just a big
monster,
brutish dude now, you know. Still looks good as long as you can look good in a suit, smooth, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than a muscle head in a big suit like John Cena or something. This shit just looks crazy.
It's true. You need to have I'm sure they work with someone who teaches them, we want you to be slim waist.
Right. Like The Rock. Big, you ever see him
big
in a
shoulders,
suit?
Like, you know what I mean?
He looked like a big gorilla.
In a suit?
Yeah, The Rock. He looked like a big gorilla.
Oh, you're talking about a suit and tie.
Yeah. I'm talking about suit and tie.
Tailor made.
He still looks good, don't get me wrong, but he does, there's something a little ridiculous about it.
Who, The Rock?
Yes.
Yeah, he looks hilarious. It's like, every time I see him, it's a nice-ass suit, man. It fits you good, but you look funny. Oh, shit. So that's the bat suit, man. It looks like he's sitting there with the director, doing his thing, here in the graveyard. That's perfect. You know.
Yeah. Probably pass him through his parents or something like that.
Or maybe about to fight.
Yeah, that too.
Hey, what's curious about this whole scene is it is the daytime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are they going to digitally make it night?
No blue light.
Maybe. Maybe they're getting ready for the dusk. Maybe it might be dusk.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I didn't even... Yeah, that's a good observation there. Yeah.
Never in the nighttime. Right. Never in the daytime, Alfred.
Right.
Yeah. All right, man. Oh, shoot. So our last story, speaking of Henry Cavill. Look at that. All right.
Nice little segue.
I missed the real segue, right? Because I should have said it a while ago, right? So we all watched The Witcher.
Yes.
Smooth. Was you on The Witcher episode?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, we all watched it. I remember I was talking about the big boobies.
Oh, yeah. We all was talking favorite about the
boobies. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah,
the favorite boobies that I liked.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Goodness gracious. Anyway.
You did this to yourself, Montego.
I know. Hey, I just walked into
you opened the door up, man. What did you expect? Come on.
All right. Just, ha! There you go, Smooth. Yeah. Anyway.
motorboat action.
Right. So. Oh, shit. I apologize, everybody. Let's see. So they got a bunch of people coming to The Witcher part two, right?
Yeah, yes. Lucky seven.
Yeah, look at all these people. Who are these some of these people, Tiff?
People, I have never heard of any of these people.
Yes, you have. You know the guy from the Fast and Furious. Well, they say the Fast and Furious, but it's Game of Thrones. The guy with the red hair. You know him, right?
Right. No,
dude? You don't know him. What's his name? He played. Hold up. So let me just run them down. So you have Cohen Angies Jabon, right? And you have
It's Yasin Atur as Cohen.
Where's Yasin Atur?
first one. It's listed then Agnes Bjorn as Verena.
Right. And then you have what's his name?
Paul Bullion.
And then you have who was that? Aster Rasim. That's the guy.
Ersted Rasmussen. God, these names are hard to say.
Oh, that's because they all from over there.
And Aisha Fabian Ross.
Right.
Okay.
And Christopher Hijivu. He's from Game of Thrones. That's the redhead.
Hivju. Christopher Hivju.
Yeah, it's bad. So these people are from Peaky Blinders, Young Wanderer, Fast and the Furious, The Danish Girl, Game of Thrones. All the star talent coming to this damn thing. You know, they all have to be from over there. You know.
Right.
They're like British and Finland, and
even though this show was dope because, you know, they didn't harp on race as being historically accurate and bullshit like Tiff always
right.
say.
Right.
You know. So I don't see no brothers on the table, Smooth. It's Black History Month.
Yeah.
Are you sure that none of these people are black?
Oh, I have no idea. Because
they could be black.
The list also goes on, but they have more names down there. They're like throwing people in this damn thing. I mean, the list is long and strong. So if you want to see that, we posted that on the Deadline article that just has the names running down. So this is why I put this story on here. They're going balls hard on season two with this show. They're not playing around. You know what I'm saying? And it always it surprises me a lot of times when I see actors gravitating toward properties, you know, like who would ever thought Gene Hackman would have been in Superman, you know, with the kind of actor he was doing, you know, doing Popeye Doyle and all the serious roles, and all of a sudden he was goofball, you know, Lex Luthor. And sometimes, you know, you're like, wow, I'm really surprised that all these people would be interested in this Netflix property. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what? Everyone's looking for the next Game of Thrones.
That is true. And this is probably the closest thing you got to it so far.
Yeah. Just looking for that next thing that's going to be like the sleeper hit, secretly successful. It's already proven to be very successful in its original country. It's a very popular book.
Yeah.
So I think people are just like, this could be my Game of Thrones. I could be on this show for 7 seasons. I don't know if it's really going to get that far, but every actor hopes for that.
Yeah, and you got the guy from Game of Thrones trying to get on the next Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Right. He's hungry.
He's trying it for again. Anyway, man. So, that's it, man. See, the news was shitty, so I tried. I tried, y'all. I tried. It wasn't too much out there to talk about. So.
Yeah, it was slim pickings.
I knew when I picked this story, I was like, we are not going to be able to pronounce any of these goddamn names. You see how I tried to throw it at Tiff? I was like, Tiff, run down these names. Oh, shoot. So, let's see. We did social media. We did the news. Let's take a break.
All right.
Cool.
Y'all chill out. We'll be back. All right, man. So, yes, we're doing kind of a creepy beepy type of show that's supposed to be creepy beepy, but I don't really think it's creepy beepy, but it's supposed to be. So, in keeping with the creepiness, I decided to do something a little different with the game. I was like, well, let's do a trivia game. Then I said, you know what? I came across one of them goofy internet quizzes. You know, are you the hero of the story or the villain? One of those things. You know, you put the answers in and then you let the computer decide who you are, right? So I took it. I said, oh, and we're going to do this on the show. So, Tiff.
Yes.
Would you survive a supernatural horror movie? That's what it is. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions. We're going to try to get through them really fast. It's 10 questions. Just boom, boom. I'll put your answers in and then we'll see if you're dead or not.
Okay. I probably won't survive, but I'm ready.
Okay. So what side of the bed do you sleep on at night? Now, I got 3 answers. The side closest to the door, the side away from the door. It depends.
It depends.
Okay. You wake up in the middle of the night, Tiff, to feel with the feeling of being watched. What are you going to do about it? Scream your head off, quietly investigate, go back to sleep.
Oh, my God. probably scream. Wait, I just feel like I'm being watched.
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably go back to bed.
Back to bed. I ain't paying that no attention. Oh, shut up out there. Who you looking at? Okay. When you and your partner get into a fight, how do you behave? You talk all over them. I'm right after all. Number two, hear them out patiently. Or three, it's a back and forth squabble.
Oh, it's back and forth.
Back and forth. Okay. In your friend group, what role do you play? Are you comic relief? Are you the leader? Or are you the mother?
I'm comic relief, probably.
Comic relief. Okay. Do you currently live near a large body of water? Yes, I do. No, I don't. And not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close. So no creature from the Black Lagoon pulling you down under where you live at.
Correct.
Are you someone that's pretty accident prone? Yeah, I'm kind of a klutz. No, not really. I never get hurt. Or only when I'm trying to do something athletic.
Yes, I am klutzy.
Okay. Tiff is falling down that hole and ain't gonna get out.
I'm getting fucked over here.
Which sounds the most like you? I'm very logical. I'm very compassionate. I'm very creative.
I'd say I'm compassionate.
Compassionate. The sensitive soul, Tifflebot. What kind of shoes are you wearing on that day, average day? Sneakers, boots, sandals, or heels?
Boots.
Boots. All right. Almost done. Are you thoughtful or impulsive? Are you thoughtful or impulsive? So the answer is thoughtful, impulsive, or and it depends.
I'm probably thoughtful.
Thoughtful. Last one. Would you say that you're more bashful or outgoing? Bashful, outgoing, or it varies?
Outgoing.
Oh, the computer is going through its thing now. Tiffle.
Oh, shit. I'm
Will
gonna die.
You survive this encounter? I'm not sure. You would meet an early demise.
That sounds about right, actually.
You would not survive, Tifflebot.
Nope. Oh, well. I mean, here's the thing. I've known, even before this quiz, if you'd asked me, I would say, like, no, I probably wouldn't survive.
All right, Smooth, you want to take it?
Sure.
All right, start the quiz. Let's see where you heard the stuff, so you can answer more quickly.
Right.
What side of the bed do you sleep on at night? Closest to the door, away from the door? It depends.
Away from the door.
Away from the door.
Yeah.
You wake up in the middle of the night to the feeling of being watched. What are you going to do about it? Scream your head off, quietly investigate, go back to sleep.
I am going to stay up, but I know that's not the question. So I guess I would investigate.
Quietly investigate, like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I got to, yeah.
When you and your partner get into a fight, how do you behave? You chuck all over them? You hear them out patiently? Or you go back and forth in a squabble?
Going back and forth in a squabble has not worked for me, so I have to listen patiently.
But that's what you do.
No, I mean, that's what I've done. Okay. But now I've listened patiently now. Yeah.
And your friend group, what role do you play? Your friend group? Your comic relief, a leader, or a mother?
I gotta say, what is that? Leader?
You the leader?
Yeah, I would have to be.
Not so much disagree, but yeah, anyway.
You haven't seen my friends.
So okay, all right. I thought I was one of your friends, you asshole.
Yeah, I am. Right? Well, so you haven't seen all of them. You know what I mean? Okay.
You're the leader.
Yeah, in that particular situation, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So Smooth is not being honest with y'all. Do you currently live near a big body of water?
A bitch.
Yes, I do. No, not even close, or what?
No, I don't live by a big body of water.
Not even close.
No, not even close.
Are you someone that's pretty accident prone? Yeah, I'm kind of a klutz. Not really. I never really get hurt. Only when I'm trying to be athletic.
I am danger prone, Daphne. Accident prone.
So. I didn't know that about you, Smooth.
Yeah.
All right. Which sounds most like you? Very logical. Very compassionate. I'm creative. I know which one you're gonna say.
Say it again.
What sounds most like you? Are you logical? Are you compassionate? Are you creative?
I would say creative.
Mm-hmm.
I would say creative.
New. You were gonna say that.
Oh, shit.
What kind of shoes are you wearing on an average day? Sneakers.
Sneakers.
Of course.
I'm wearing tennis shoes.
I shouldn't even ask you that. I
just
did that.
You're right.
Are you thoughtful or impulsive? Thoughtful, impulsive, or it depends.
I'm gonna say impulsive.
Impulsive.
Yeah.
And the last one. Would you be more bashful or outgoing? Bashful, outgoing, or it varies?
I'm gonna say varies.
It varies.
Yeah, varies.
Oh, it's calculating Smooth.
Uh oh.
Are you gonna survive the deep waters?
Hell yeah.
I'm not sure.
I am.
You would make it to the end.
I would.
Nice.
Yeah, to the end. Yep.
Somebody died. Somebody made it.
Yep.
Check you out, Smooth.
I do wonder, like, what questions make it so that you survive.
It's got to be like two of them in there that decides
it's
the whole
thing.
It's
got to be sneakers and where you sleep.
Right. Yeah.
So I took this quiz earlier and I survived.
You survived?
Yeah. I answered it, honestly. So.
What do you call it? Honestly.
Yeah. So you're implying there, dude.
Yeah, so I made it. Okay. You made it, and Tiff got pulled to the bottom.
Right. I answered honestly. That's why I died.
Right. You got to be honest, or it's just stupid.
I did too. Yeah.
I don't know about the leader question, Smoo. You always a goddamn comic relief. Get out of here. Right. That was probably the pivotal question right there.
Might have been. Yeah.
The jokester always gets it, right?
Right.
He was telling jokes. He has to die. So that's the game, man. Really quick, really silly. I'll post this so our fans can take this quiz. It's not my quiz. It's just something I saw on the internet. I said this might be decent internet listening, you know. So, man, we're going to take another break, and we're going to be right back with Selma. All right, man, we are back, and it's time to get serious, man. It's time to talk about a little Selma. The movie came out when? In 2014. This was Ava DuVernay. This is her first feature film.
Yeah.
About the life and time. It wasn't even about the life and times of Dr. King. It was about a single focus incident in Dr. King's life.
Which made it a good movie.
It's different. Right. So, man, before we get going hard, I always want to get quickly to one word. Smoo, what you got?
Unforgettable.
Oh, wow. That's kind of heavy, yeah. Smoo. Yeah. Tiff, what you got?
It's just awe-inspiring, which is a hyphenated word.
Awe-inspiring. She cheated there, but I got you. I'm going to say gravity.
Okay, yeah.
Or maybe I'll leave it at gravity. I was going to say gravitas, but that's a little different. Gravity. Mm-hmm. Heavy, heavy flick, man. You know, heavy flick. And you know you're going to talk about Dr. King and anything in a civil rights movie. This thing's going to be heavy. Mm-hmm. But this, Dr. King's life and times has been done a number of times.
Yeah.
And never before in my recollection did it have for me such gravity. What about you? And your one word, Smoo.
Unforgettable. Yeah, because this, like, it's, that movie will remind me of all the headaches and, you know, the pain and suffering and what they, you know, the what they were trying to accomplish and all the just the bad apples, just the bad. I mean, it's you can't forget. It just sticks with you. Gotcha. For me, yeah.
Got you. Tim.
It's just amazing to me how brave people can be to fight for the things that they believe in. So, like, I don't know if I would be strong enough. I would like to think I would be strong enough to stand up for the things that I believe in, like, in the face of such horrible danger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's something else knowing you're going to get your ass whooped and you're not even going to put your hands up to defend yourself. I mean, whoo! You know, you save Montego, it's going to be a fight. I mean, let's roll.
Right.
I can fight.
Right.
Montego, you're just going to get your ass whooped. Man, it could be anything. Bats, guns, gloves, anything.
Right.
That's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, right.
Whoo! Anyway, so David, I never can pronounce this cat's name, man. His name is David Aliwo.
Aliwo, yeah.
He's been in a whole bunch of stuff since this movie and even before this movie. He's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen Egil.
Yeah, she was Coretta.
Scott King.
King, yeah.
Tim Roth was in this movie. Played a really good George Wallace. Yeah. Oprah Winfrey was in this thing.
So was, yeah.
Giovanni Ribisi, and I haven't seen him. Well, I haven't seen him since then.
Common was in here.
Yeah. Tom Wilkinson was in here. This dude always plays he can play these roles, man. He's amazing. So many actors. I don't even know if we can get through all of these. You know, Rubens Santiago Houston, Coleman Domingo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Tessa Thompson with her. She was in this.
Yes, she was.
She was. I'm trying to. Look, Dylan Baker, Lindsay Young. Oh, my goodness. It just goes on and on. There's a lot of people in this movie. Wendell Pierce, he's all the way at the bottom, but he had a pretty big prevalent role in this thing. And, you know, he's always he's in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, let's get into this thing. So, dropping spoilers right there before we get too deep. Saw this movie back when it came out. Blew me away. But I'm going to be honest with you. Over the years of time, I forgot how great this movie was.
Me also, yeah.
And then I started watching it, and I was like, even from the first, you know, scenes, you know, with the bombing in the church, it's like, oh God, I forgot about this. So this movie is emotionally taxing if you give a damn. If you don't give a damn, it probably won't affect you at all. What do you guys think about that?
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, it's really, there's a lot of things in this movie that are hard to watch.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And the Birmingham, Alabama bombing.
Yeah.
Is obviously, it's a big part of this history.
Yeah.
And it's something I knew about before watching this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't thinking about that when I'm watching these girls come down the stairs.
Mm.
That's not, I wasn't like, oh, this is the Birmingham, Alabama bombing. So when it happened, they fucking show it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was rough, man. And I think that was the whole purpose for the director, because she didn't want this stuff to be, in my opinion, I feel like she didn't want this stuff to be glossed over as just events that happened. Right. Because it wasn't that damn long ago. I mean,
we always
talk about it, stuff like this. Like, man, these people, a lot of these people are still around.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and experience this. And one of my favorite parts of this movie, believe it or not, is the end at the speech. I'm sitting there trying to hold back tears. And the people, they're showing a story, you know?
Yes.
And it's just like, oh, God. You know, I'm just like,
whew. Yeah, some people got killed right
after that. And that was a montage, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. And it was like, wow, this movie is so good. A lot of heroes in this movie. But again, I think the strength of this piece is that it focuses on a single event.
Right.
And it doesn't do the life and times of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, it doesn't go up the hill, down the hill, around the corner. You know, it's just one thing.
Right.
And it's good.
Yeah.
And, man, it sure, Tim Roth, it sure do make you not like Tim Roth in this movie.
Right.
Oh, goodness.
Well, he was Edgar.
He was the governor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, he was the governor. Yeah.
Well, no, that's, you're talking about Edgar, J. Edgar Hoover.
Yeah.
He's a cool actor.
Yeah, he is.
Dylan Baker.
Right.
Yeah. He's been around forever.
Right, yeah.
He played the lizard in the first Peter Parker with Tobey Maguire.
The lizard, yeah, right. Yeah.
He was Doc Connors.
Yeah, he was Doc Connors. So, yeah. He was Doc Connors.
Right, so all these events that happen are really well done, from the standoffs to the marches to the church scenes. I mean, they're filmed with such beauty. And I just applaud this woman because her vision, you know, these things could be shot really boring, you know, just so boring. Some of these things can be boring because there's speeches, a lot of them, you know, but they were so well done that as far as I'm concerned, it kept me completely, totally drilled and engaged. And again, just like Hidden Figures last week, it wouldn't matter to me if the people are my people or someone else's people. Anytime there's an oppressed people, you know, experiencing something like this, whether if they're in Guatemala or Antarctica, it doesn't matter. You know, there's a connection.
Yeah, because it's human. Yeah, you're human.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know, exactly.
Yeah, right.
And it's just so well done. I mean, the scenes where the people are attacked right at the beginning when they're going toward the courthouse.
Right.
I mean, dude, I'm sitting there, and all I'm thinking is, man, if somebody hits them, they have to take it.
They got
to
tell you.
Tiff, that's a rough one for me. You know what I'm saying?
It is. It's hard to watch.
Just like, wow. I mean, I had so much anxiety on some of these scenes. You know, I'm sitting there like, even though I knew the outcome of the history, especially the one where everything goes
completely
wrong but right.
Right, yeah. Because of the press. The press was able to film it.
It's like a
No,
you go ahead.
I think even the scenes in this movie where people aren't being physically hurt, like Annie Cooper trying to get her registration to vote and that man being so horrible to her.
That was an awesome scene, man.
It's hard to watch, even though she's not being harmed necessarily, but it's just, you just feel, you're so angry.
Angry at watching this humiliation occur.
Mm.
And I just feel like and she does such a good job of because she's not saying anything. This is Oprah Winfrey. Mm. Just her face.
Yeah, yeah.
Says everything.
Yeah. And, you know, the butthole actor who was great in that scene, you know, I think he was Clay Chappell. And he's just being a piece of shit, and he right. does it with exuberance.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, even yeah. though he's not doing much, but it's shot so well, mm-hmm. and it's edited even better. That right, right. yeah, this is great.
It was very like you said, very emotional.
Yeah, I like this movie, man. Yeah, I love this movie. I don't know what awards got. Dwayne, you said it got some awards.
It got an Oscar.
Did it?
It did. Yeah, it got an Oscar.
I wonder for what.
It was nominated for 89. Nominations, but it did get an Oscar.
89 nominations.
Best, it yeah. only won. You'll be very sad to know that it shit. Only won Best Original Song.
Oh, oh God! Of course, of course. Bravo, Hollywood.
Right, exactly.
Bravo.
But it did win 4 Golden Globes, okay. including Best Motion Picture.
You know,
Best Director, Best Actor,
the Golden
and Best
Globes.
Globes oh, coming up.
Globes. Uh-huh. No, it's gone already. Happened already.
No, we're going. No, I'm saying
they are to me the better award show. I mean, I agree with a lot of the stuff that happens with the Golden Globes uh-huh. way more than I do with the Oscars. I mean, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I agree. Okay, you know, well, I'm glad they acknowledge it. You know, with the Oscars, it's like, what the hell is this, and why did it win?
Right. Yeah. You know? Always though, it's always with the Oscars. It's, you know what I mean? It's never. It is. Yeah. Every time, it's like, what the hell is that? I never seen that movie. I never heard that movie.
And
what is
even
that?
Even still, it's just.
And then, yeah, like you said, when
a
they
lot
give
of the
award.
Choices that are given to them, you're right. like, why'd you guys do it? Okay, screw it.
Right.
You know, anyway. So, anyway, I think that's about it for Selma. My final word is just awesome. If you haven't seen this movie, you know, what's wrong with you? It's absolutely great.
Take some time, I would say. I wouldn't say if you want to have a nice Saturday night.
Don't watch this movie. Do it
because
in the afternoon.
You'll be sad and angry.
And it takes takes a lot from you, Tiff.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. I would say like give yourself a Saturday afternoon and then have some like watch a nice fluffy something afterwards.
Yeah,
or like go for a walk.
Watch Sonic afterwards or some shit like that. You gotta clean your palate with Sonic, something just mindless and stupid.
I do wanna say the man who played Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Which okay, I want to talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
He's amazing.
Oh yeah, he's an amazing little actor, man. He's been in quite a few things, and he's so different in every role he plays.
But it's so weird because when they say in this movie, people like his wife calls him Martin.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And that's really weird to hear.
Because it's always Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yes, or Dr. King.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah.
Dr. Martin Luther the King.
It's just really weird to like hear, because, I think that is part of this movie, is that it takes this person who's kind of like a mythical figure.
Yeah.
In our history, it's this big, huge titan.
Yeah.
And makes him a man.
Yeah, yeah. Very humanizing.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the scene with Malcolm X. I thought that was a pointing it, just a heavy scene, man, with Coretta Scott King and Malcolm X.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow, this is good, especially if you understand the characters that you are looking at. You know,
right.
It's not like we're looking at Alexander the Great here, where you know most of the history is going to be embellished because it's been so long ago, and then
right.
things weren't documented like they are now. You know, these people could tell you how this went down.
Yeah, firsthand experience. Yeah.
Awesome.
Firsthand.
That's
knowledge.
An excellent point, Tiff.
Yeah.
So that's it, y'all. That's it for Selma. Continuing the Black History Charge, what we're doing. Next week, we're hitting Glory.
Yeah. That was just on, too.
Glory seems like it's always on.
Yeah, it does.
I haven't seen it in years. Last time I seen it, I was a kid.
Well, I just watched it. Yeah, I was able to watch an hour of it. Yeah.
So we're going to do that. So that's it, man. We're going to take our last and final break. We're going to come back. With what's this thing? What's the name of it? October Faction. We go on from Selma to October. See, we're cleaning the palate. That's what we're doing. From all that heaviness. So we'll be right back. All right, man. We are back. Time for October Faction 2020 Netflix. So you got Netflix, you can check this out and go along with us here.
Yeah.
So TV show 10 episodes. Cat, cut that out. He making noise over there, like he on the mic. Let me see. Tamara Taylor, JC McKenzie, what's her name? Aurora Burghardt, Gabriel Darku. Now, I don't have my glasses on, y'all, and I'm struggling, so I should have got them.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Maximum Roy.
Maxim Roy. Maxim.
I like that name. No, Maxim. It's not Maxim.
It is Maxim.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's not Maxim.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Maxim. It's Maxim. Whatever.
I don't know.
Stephen McCarty.
Right.
Megan Follows. Shut up, Smooth. look at his name. Parneet Akila. Now, I know I just jacked that up because it's a it looks like an Indian or Pakistani name. Not sure.
Right.
Anyway. A lot of people. I can say all their names. And here's the deal. You wouldn't know any of them. I mean.
No, they are not famous at all.
No.
Maybe you know who they are.
Yeah. J.C. McKenzie had a role in The Wolf of Wall Street, The Irishman, and The Departed. But I've never seen that cat before. And the mom, Tamara Taylor, she was in Serenity. As the teacher?
Yeah, and the dad's been, he's been in some stuff. I remember him. Oh. I just can't remember what he was in.
I never seen him before.
Fred Allen, yeah.
Anyway, so, we got to do one word. Tifflebutt.
Mm-hmm.
One word.
Boo.
Damn.
Wow.
Smooth.
Strange.
Okay. Okay, very non-descriptive, but you know, but descriptive at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say CW.
Oh my god! My other word was gonna be CW. That is so crazy. I was like, don't say that.
Shit!
Is that a word though? CW, is that a word?
Oh, it's a word now, man. Yeah, it's the name of a whole network.
It's one word.
Okay. Right.
Oh shit. So, but y'all know I watch a lot of CW stuff. So,
right.
So bam, the opening scene of this show is strange as hell.
Yeah.
So I see the dad, Fred Allen, and he's sitting there on the bed looking like he's bankrupt, like he just lost all his money in the stock trade, and his whole family got murdered. You know, somebody died. He's talking about it, and then the fine Tamara Taylor comes up on back of him like they've been having sex. And I'm like, well, who is she, a hooker? Because it looks like a seedy-ass hotel they in, right?
Right, yeah.
And they really don't look like they are a couple in that scene.
No, they don't.
They talk about it. They get up, and a monster attacks them, and they kill them like it's nothing.
Well, she kills them.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They got guns and stuff, and it's blood, and the whole room was full of dead monsters.
Well, yeah,
right.
What? Like, where was the monster when they were talking for all that time?
I don't know. And the same deal was, why look like they just, you know, got busy doing the thing and feeling good like they was tearing it up. And I was like, whoo, ah. And then I said, wait a minute. So were they having sex? And if they weren't having sex, y'all just got that comfortable in that bedroom with all the dead critters?
With all the monsters, yeah.
Well, I think maybe they, like you said, maybe got interrupted. And, you know, they had to do some killing.
No, let me point out.
Okay.
Picture this.
Okay.
He's sitting there looking exhausted emotionally. And she come and throw, she do the old nice... throw the chin over his shoulder, you know, the long hair. And, you know, I'm like, what the hell? So I just thought they, you know, but then you get up, monsters and guns.
But I seen blood all over the place, too. So, yeah. I mean, on their shirts and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, it was smooth. Strange.
If I was in here killing a bunch of monsters, I'm not about to get cozy up in the bed after I finish.
No.
So they were cozy in the bed.
Well, I mean, they've been doing it, though. That's the whole thing.
Have they? He had on a trench coat.
No, what I'm saying is they have been doing this for a long time. This isn't nothing new to them.
All right, Smooth. You go ask anybody. I don't think you're going to be laying down in the bed that you were just killing monsters in.
I mean, hey, I don't know.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's do that.
So it turns out they're like a nuclear family. You know, these people are some kind of Men in Black agents with some undercover organization. I forgot the name of it.
Presidio.
Presidium. Yeah, Presidio or Presidium?
Presidio.
Okay, it's Presidio. So, there's some organization we don't know about, y'all.
Ain't that a Phil Collins song?
What?
Oh, that's for Studio.
So, you're talking about Studio or whatever. Studio, yeah.
So, anyway. So, they're going back to the hometown. And then in the back seat is these two kids. And we find out very quickly that they're twins.
Right.
And the guy is annoyingly charming. He's charming, but he's annoying. The brother.
The boy child.
The brother, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, he is very charming. I thought you were going to say the dad. I was like, I don't like the dad.
Oh, well, the dad started doing some stuff, which made everybody hate his punk ass.
Yeah, so, hate his ass. Right.
Spoilers.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Spoilers real quick. No, I'm going to let you talk. I just need to throw them spoilers up because we just going straight into it. So go ahead, Tim.
Oh, so he is so old.
Okay.
The dad.
Okay. Elephant in the room. I didn't want to say it because when I first saw the scene, it was this dried up dude, right? And I'm looking, and then that fine sister come over. And I was like, why would she be with him?
Yeah, he's so old.
He looked old.
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing at all with that. Yeah, he's
decrepit. But they're supposed to be the same age.
You know, there's some scenes because he moves like not like an old man, you know, body wise.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at that mush is old, and then you know you put her next to him and she clearly looks way younger than him, and it's just like, yeah, I didn't see the match. But then when you kind of put them all in a room with the kids, you're like, okay, but it still looks weird, and maybe he's 10-20 years older than her or something like that.
They're not I mean, they went through the high school thing and you know they both had the same experience with the losing somebody, so yeah. I
mean, okay, so Black Don't Crack, let's move on.
That's not the problem. The problem is then the mother is introduced, and she looks like she's the same age or younger than him.
Yeah, she does. She looks good. I didn't even think that was his mother until he said it.
She looks.
I thought it was his sister.
Yeah, they're about the
same. It's the mom.
Yeah, she's the mom. Yeah, exactly. They should have got what's her name?
You should have gotten someone really old.
Yeah, like from the Gold Girls. What's her name?
No, not her.
Yeah,
you should have got the old lady from Knives Out. The one in the wheelchair, the 90-year-old woman. That's who should have did it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So anyway, man. So quickly, they let us know that we live in a strange world where monsters are just everywhere, and these people are here to protect us. So, you know, it's kind of like, really like Men in Black, man. It's on, you know, they live double lives. Nobody knows what they do. They move on a place, but they got to go to this funeral. The dad was an asshole. He hated his dad, but he's going, you know, to sell a house. Mom comes in. I kind of like the mom. She has that, you know, Devil Wears Prada type of attitude, you know.
Yeah, she's very rich.
Yeah. And likes being rich, you know.
And here's the thing. You'd think that she like hates her family, but she doesn't. She loves her grandkids.
Because the first scene when they were in town, you know, I thought this was going to be about racism. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Because the guy didn't want nothing to do with her. And, you know, the little girl was like racist much.
Right.
But it had nothing to do with being racist. So I thought the whole town was going to be racist. Because then when they had the funeral, they had all those people in the house.
Right.
And the kids were such assholes.
Yeah, man. Them kids with some dicks.
They were.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you guys.
But we just find out that this is a strange place and a lot of stuff has happened.
Right.
And so I kind of like the setup, man. You know, I'm like, cool. But I'm still not understanding this monster thing, because how come every single monster has to be exterminated? You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like,
and where are they hiding?
Where are they coming from?
Right. It's not here.
And how come haven't seen them?
The vampires make sense because they look like humans.
Yeah, but they're not traditional vampires as we know them, because they're all out in the daylight and the sunlight and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I knew they was going to get busted coming out of that market. I was like, man, they in different clothes and everything.
Oh, yeah.
The sheriff, is so stupid.
You think she's stupid?
Yes, she caught her in the computer room. And was like, okay, this explanation checks out.
Yeah, that was dumb, because you had to hack the door. Nobody left it open. And what are you doing in there?
Right, yeah.
So that happens. Yeah. Then the cop gets on, you know, on the trail. Yeah. And I love that the operator reported it, because I was like, he wouldn't report that she was calling, asking questions about them and stuff.
Right.
But so he did try to report it. But then we find out that this dynamic duo couple, because I'm telling y'all, I started liking the couple. I'm like, they cool as hell, man, you know. But then the dad is cheating out of nowhere.
Yeah, out of nowhere. Wow. Very out of nowhere.
Wow.
Right. And I'm like, and that chick didn't look half as good as that woman he was messing with. I'm like, why would you mess around with her?
I believe at one point in time, when we were talking about Beyonce, one Montego said, you always cheat down.
Oh. You absolutely right. It rarely goes up.
Wow.
Especially for women. You know, this just goes down.
Now, I got a question. Yeah. Now, when she did the seance in the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Did she raise up the ones? The one with the red eye? Yeah. Okay, that's what I said. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, she absolutely did. So, they do the seance. The lady comes out of the water. Out of the water. Right. So now you got this witch walking around that seems to be invincible.
And the kids have powers?
Yeah, she can't. Yeah, she can mind control you. She can make you shoot yourself.
Yeah, so I'm on a part in this thing where they find out that they're witches too. But I'm confused.
Yeah, because he can see dead people, right?
No. Yeah, he can. Uh-huh. But let me say this real quick. Uh-huh. There was a flashback where they were saying that the mom couldn't have kids.
Mm.
So
I don't think so.
It was a scene. They were showing that she was young, and
she lost a baby.
Oh, is that what
she couldn't have?
Oh,
kids.
Okay. I thought
the creature punched her in the womb.
Right, with the big finger. So in the womb. Oh, okay.
She was pregnant then. Gotcha.
I thought they were saying that she couldn't have babies. So I was like, well, where the hell these mixed kids come from? They go adopt mixed kids? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the brother he can see dead people, and the girl seems more powerful than him. Seems like she got like some juice.
Right.
So they're witches?
Yes.
Aren't they monsters that their parents would want to kill?
And I think that's why, because it was one scene where the dad was running and he was like, he was calling. He was like, what we feared all along is coming true. You know, because they were giving him pills and stuff. And
right. They showed, yeah, that was to suppress the shit.
That's what the pills were for.
And they got salty and they threw the shit out. Yeah, right. Okay, right. Right. Yeah, he's like, I'm not taking this shit no more.
So that's where I left off. The witch got him I left off.
And it makes sense because she was like, yeah, because she had the conversation like, well, why do we got to kill him? Why did all the monsters got to be killed?
So then all these commando monsters show up.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like trying to capture the kids. And it was they was trying to capture the witch.
They're monsters, those commandos?
No, yeah, the commandos were monsters, and they were there to kill a witch. Uh-huh. However, there was the Presidio.
Right.
Their commandos was there to capture the kids.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's all confusing and stuff.
Yeah.
It is. It looks a little confusing, but it's also kind of lame.
it's very CW-ish, man. Yeah. You know, it's what the CW do, you know?
The first episode's really bad.
You thought so?
In my opinion. But it gets a little bit better. Like, I think I might actually finish watching it.
Oh, I'm going to finish. I'm hooked.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I mean, gotta finish
it's kind of a train wreck, but I'm all right with it.
Yeah, I got it. I got to finish it.
It's like, woo, pow! I can't take my eyes off of it. Let me see more. You know? But
so I have quite some questions because I didn't get as far as you guys. And I wonder if you had figured out some of this stuff yet.
Okay, what you got?
The mom has a secret.
Absolutely.
Do you not know what that is yet?
I don't.
Which one?
She's like been talking to this person about a thing, but she doesn't want anyone to know what it is.
Did I miss that or something like
that? Okay, so maybe it's just, well, it might have to do with whatever you know, but like,
mom was talking to somebody about a thing. I'm trying to
figure on the phone.
No, that hasn't been revealed. You don't know what the hell that's about.
Man, I don't.
You know, the dad's secret was cheating, but he fired a woman. And then she immediately put his family in danger after that. Mm. It's like, God damn, really? They got to die because you can't get no more booty? You know?
Yeah, goodness gracious. Right.
Well, it's, you know.
So, you know.
But the dad is still alive. He is not actually dead.
Yeah, he's supposed to die or something like that?
Right, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the father-in-law.
Yeah, it's the one that they're there for the funeral and they take his house.
Yeah, he's still alive somewhere being tortured or something.
Damn. Yes, by Presidio.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, so the queen bee of that organization is a piece of shit along with the girl she was cheating with. So she was probably only cheating with him, just keeping him in line, you know, with the information and stuff. Right. So, because as soon as he called it off, you know, she just immediately, she shot the dude in the head that was helping him. You know, the man in the chair came in there, is laughing, smiling, pow. I was like, God damn. So obviously the Presidio is compromised from the top.
Yeah.
Right. And also maybe not what they think it is anyway.
Yeah. Because I got a feeling that monsters might turn out to be the good guys.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of.
Yeah.
You can kind of see that.
I think the monsters are the good guys. And the ones they keep coming across are those ones that don't have eyes or something. And they probably more like animals than they
are. More mutant, more mutated than human.
People. Yeah. Because then they got this one guy with the laser eye walking around looking like Cyborg and stuff, and he got powers, but he can't speak, and you know. Mm. So I'm going to finish watching it, that's for sure. Probably today.
Yeah, I'll probably finish.
Yeah. So let's go around the room. So, Smooth, are you recommending this show?
I don't know. Is that a good? Yeah, I don't know.
No, you have to say.
I gotta say yes or no.
Say yes or no, or
I'm gonna say no.
Okay, I thought you was about to get to, you know how you do. He smooth go all the way around the rabbit hole.
I'm gonna say no.
What you got, Tiff?
I would say that if you aren't offended by cheesiness and can get over the hump, that might be worth your time if you've got nothing else to watch.
Yeah, I'm gonna recommend it for people who like CW type of garbage, because it's like CW with more money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and so you're watching these characters. They try to develop them, but they never really quite get there. And look, I'm like on episode 5 or 6, and still don't know what the hell going on with these monsters. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, give me some information. So they keep stuff really secret, and I was really digging it up until now. I feel like I should know a little bit more now. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm trying to think. Now, did the cop get killed? Did she die?
She in the hospital.
I know she's in the hospital. Oh. Yeah.
She in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, she in the hospital.
Right, okay. So the thing about this show is, it's so not good in a way that makes it me question if it was originally made for Netflix.
Oh, so it was a graphic novel, I believe.
Right. Yeah. It was a graphic novel. It's a whole series of graphic novels. It's a series of comic books. Oh, wow. But my question is, it seems like it was made for like the CW, and then the Netflix bought it.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? It doesn't have the kind of like panache that a normal.
But it has more money than a normal CW TV show, though.
That's true.
I noticed that immediately. You know, I'm like, I'm not saying this thing is gorgeous. They do have some scenes though, with the foliage and like overhead with the 4K. The 4K is popping on some of this stuff. I'm like, woo, that look good. You know what I'm saying? But I think it has more money than CW. But it's still right there with those shows. Not like the superhero shows like Flash and stuff, more like Supernatural or one of those things, the October People, who knows, one of them goofy things. So is that a recommend for me? Not really. Not if you want to watch some trash, but I mean, if you're watching trash, this is some good trash. I'm kind of hooked on trash.
There's better stuff to watch, but
it's not the worst thing I've ever seen, that's for sure.
No, it's not the worst. I will say that it's not the worst.
But. Oh, Jesus. We all over the place on this. Anyway. So, I think that's going to do it, y'all. So, next week, we're coming back with some nice gems. But what we know for sure is that we're coming back with glory for the end of our Black History Month shebang. And so, that's it, man. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sensitive one herself, the poet, Miss Tiffobot. Are you ready to go? And if you are, say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Oh, she's ready to go. Smooth.
SMWOVE, spell smooth, and I'm outie.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so until next week, we will be
on patrol.